Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have the plus size in the city, CEO, the one and only, Kier Walker. You all don't want to miss this. You can join in and show him some love. So let's get it on, because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not, like it or not, Michael Lane. Like it or not, you're in tune too. Like it or not, like it or not, Michael Lane. Like it or not,
welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Happy Columbus Day to everyone. Hope you all had a very blessed weekend. And I want to thank each and every one of you all for your prayers. Yes, God is good, and I'm doing better, and I'm going to continue as the road of healing begins. So I want to thank you. I thank God, my Savior, and I thank each and every one of you all out there for your prayers, and it will go on and continue. So thank you all, and I love each and every one of you all, and thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Lion, a.k.a., or better known as Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to... Before I bring in this this great man, wonderful brother, if you want to call in, show this man some love, show him some encouragement, you know, or anything, please give us a call and holler at him. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. And now it is my pleasure, honor, and privilege to bring you the CEO, plus size in the city, representing plus models, having the most beautiful women in the world. He is a go-getter, a businessman. He's well known. And I'm glad to call him brother. We're bringing Kier Walker. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thank you for all the props and praise. I appreciate it, brother. And also, I'm happy to hear that you're feeling better, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing much better, man. And I'm only going to get better as the days go, man. And it's definitely starting with talking to you, because I'm very honored to have you on the show.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Honored. Wow. Appreciate that, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm humbled.
Okay, brother. Congratulations, first off, for plus size in the city. Can you kind of tell us or give us a background for those of my listeners around the world who may have just heard about this? Can you give us a background and your purpose of plus size in the city?
Oh, okay. Well, plus size in the city, I started in my native Brooklyn, New York. And I guess, let's say off and off for like 8 to 10 years, I've been doing a lot of things with the plus models in the New York metro area, be it fashion shows, be it having the girls go on reality TV show auditions, BET Rip the Runway auditions. I had 7 of the plus size in the city girls appear on this book cover Curry beats a plus size sister. You know, so we've done a number of things. You know, such as your great program. We've done a lot of media appearances, satellite radio, cable access TV, and different things. So what I try to do basically is to shine a light on the plus size model. And one of my first visions was basically not just limited to the runway, that, you know, women of size could be, publicized and be stars in, you know, all levels of entertainment. So that's one of the things, I strive for with plus size in the city and, you know, what I'm doing today. And also speaking of that, I'd like to thank you for all your likes that you put, you know, on our post. You know, on our plus size in the city pages or my page on Facebook, I see you post your likes and different things. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's no problem. I really enjoy and love what you are doing. It is absolutely a thing for plus women who have been actually for a good portion of my lifetime, they have been pretty much pushed to the side or neglected or even made fun of.
Right, definitely, yeah. And I see, you're definitely instrumental in bigging them up too, man. So definitely praise to you too, man.
Thank you, brother. Can you tell us a little bit about Plus Size in the City TV?
Okay. Thank you. Plus Size in the City TV is basically something where, like you're doing now, interviewing, different personalities and stuff. Okay, and before Plus Size in the City, before, you know, I had this idea of putting, you know, the plus size woman on a different light, different path or whatever, I was interviewing a who's who of the people in the music business, in the mid-90s. You know, you name them, Little Kim, Aaliyah, from your hometown, Chicago, Twister, Common, Craig
wow.
Mack, you name them, all the big dogs, Brian McKnight, Will Downing, all those type of people. So I was doing that a lot for a few magazines and a lot of community newspapers in Brooklyn, New York. So as, you know, the years went by, I was saying, you know what? I wish I would have had a videographer then, especially some of the interviews I've done that I enjoyed with Aaliyah, Coolio, and a couple of other artists and stuff. I said, wow, I wish I had the video at that time. So what I've seen is, okay, since, you know, the advent of online and, let's say, social media platforms, I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is another way that I wanted to bring the girls out. So I said, let me bring the girls. Not only that I'm interviewing the celebrity or the prominent person, that the models can also ask them questions as well, can be my co-host. So that's what I did with Plus Size in the City TV. So I was, blessed to interview Najee, the great, you know, saxophonist again. I interviewed him like a few years back, Najee, and the sister who was singing with Incognito, Mesa Leek. You know, I interviewed
her. Oh, wow,
her,
really?
Yeah, you know, so that was a blessing. I halted a little bit because the music business has changed. Like, the music business used to be, you know, you had more like record labels like functioning and stuff like that. So, but I wouldn't mind like putting like new episodes, but I just wanted to make sure that I had like a slew of people that I could, you know, be interviewing and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to figure out, is it just going to be the prominent celebs? Is it going to be the up-and-coming, you know, artists? So I'm just trying to figure, you know, how I'm going to do that platform again. But, it was definitely fun. Like, back in the day, like I was telling my friend who's doing the New York Black Expo, shout-out to Mark Anthony Jenkins. I was telling him, too, I feel like the difference is, like, you know, when the record labels are really operating, that, you know, people would call me, just like the publisher from Atlantic Records was like, hey, Keir, Aaliyah's going to be at Atlantic Records tomorrow. You want to interview her? And I was like, I was saying to myself, do I? Would I love to interview Aaliyah, you know? and you know, stuff like that. Or yeah, Heavy D is going to be at Universal Records tomorrow. Excuse me. You're welcome to come and interview him. You know, so it was like a different animal. So I just got to see how I want to approach it again. You know, to get to in that loop again, to know all these publicists, to you know, to be able to interview the artists. But yeah, so that's the thing with Plus Size in the City TV. But definitely, thank you and other people for recognizing it. Certain, you know, the interviews I've done, in the past with those artists.
Absolutely, we're talking to Kira Walker from Plus Size in the City. You all have to show your love to him. This is what you do. You give us a call, area code 347-269-3-5-7. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Brother, I have to ask you, you have a lot of beautiful models. You have a propensity of keeping beautiful models there. That's what Plus Size in the City is all about. Was it hard to get these? Because they are, in my opinion, they are top-notch models. How did you come across such talent from across the board?
Okay, wow. So, yeah. Thanks a lot on that, too, you know, for the compliments on the girls. Well, basically what happened is, I'm trying to think. Okay, well, I think, well, in the New York metro area, basically, you know, just staying in contact with people. You know, we had meetings, open calls and stuff like that. I've been in New York for a few years. What happened? I don't know. Just like, it just, my mind just opened up, I guess, thanks to the social media, that I was, you know, networking with people all across the country. And I said, wow. Not only do you have talented, beautiful sisters in the New York metro area, you have women all over the place. So as I'm online, I got a lot of people hitting me up. Oh, when is Plus Size in the City coming to Texas? When is Plus Size in the City coming to Detroit? And different things like that. So that opened my mind and said, wow, this is a big, wide world out here, even bigger than New York, you know? And it's interesting, anybody wants to come to New York, you know, my hometown, you know, they're very excited about New York. So, you know, but people opened my mind to other places as well, you know. So I guess that helped me out. So just by that, then I started networking with folk. And I said, okay, sis, you know, what you doing in Detroit? What you doing in Dallas? What you doing in Atlanta? You know, so I was able to network with, you know, a couple of folks. And then I just came up with the idea. I said, you know what? Let me, like, kind of big them up. So I kind of put a little, like, you know, after, you know, me and the sister would speak, I said, okay, let me post your picture on my page. And, you know, send it up like, hello from Compton, hello from Detroit, hello from whatever. And then I seen a lot of women who really got a little regional pride about it. And then I started seeing them putting different things or commenting to me, hey, what about the women in Kansas City? What about the, you know? So I said, wow, I see there's a little, you know, a lot of regional pride. So that kind of helped me out. Like people inboxing me and then me reaching out to them and, you know, stuff like that. So that turned into what I'm doing now with the contests, which I've done Florida's Finest, Georgia's Finest, and Texas Finest, you know, so I put to a vote, right, to, you know, whoever, you know, like, who's filling that model, you know, liked and, you know, vote for them and stuff. So that's been great, too. I've been able to get some press around the country with that. Like, my contest has been featured in Florida Senate Bulletin, and the Savannah Tribune. So I was blessed to be able to put them in those papers. You know, also, speaking of that, let's support the black media, please, folks. You know, newspaper and what Brother Michael's doing, you know, online media, you know, black newspapers, you know, let's support. But, yeah, so it's been great. And tomorrow I'm going to be doing Philadelphia's Finest. We're going to be honoring the finest models that you guys feel in the Philadelphia area. We're going to be starting that tomorrow, you know, and some other regions too, but definitely, right. So our fourth in the series is going to be, you know, Philadelphia, you know, Finest. So, yeah, man. So to answer your question, there's basically, you know, people inboxing me, then me networking with people all over the place. And then also that also led to me wanting to do chapters because I feel that the things I'm doing in New York, I talk to some women in different places and I was shocked that they're not doing the things we're trying to do or have done in New York. So I've talked to the sister Jazzy and Sonya out in Dallas. So I'm talking to them about, you know, doing a full, like, Plus Size in the City chapter in Dallas, Atlanta. Right, Atlanta, yeah. Some other places, too. So I'm crossing my fingers that they'll be able to do that, where they could, you know, teach models how to, you know, walk, pose, and different things, and, like, some other stuff we try to do. And for the fellas, we're trying to have, like, some, like, you know, some eye candy posters, image downloads as well. So, you know, definitely trying to, you know, do that as well. Kind of like, in a sense, my take on a little bit of some of those Ohio Players covers, you know, or something like that. But definitely, you know, something, you know, classy that, you know, you could put on your wall, image download. Because, you know, I was saying that definitely the next part of, like we say, appreciating the beauty is to be able to have it where, you know, the models can market, you know, their beauty, you know, maybe a likeness on T-shirts, a lot of different things I'm trying to come up with. But, you know, I guess us Pisces are our imaginations, you know, us Pisces folk, you know. But, yeah, those are the things.
You are a man of vision. We are talking to Kier Walker, a man of vision. Plus Size in the City is growing. It's growing and it's growing fast. And I'm so proud of this brother, and I'm so glad that he said support. Please support Black media, because then you can run into great people like him, great businesses, great businessman, great organizations. Please support Black media, and please support this brother. Please support this movement. This is a movement. Area code 347-826-9357. This is the last call, okay? This is the last call. All right, we're running out of show, so you got to hurry up and get your call in. Area code 347-826-9357. Now, brother, we have gotten into Plus Size in the City. We've gotten into the vision. We've gotten into the lovely models. We've gotten into the contests. We've gotten into the TV. But we haven't too much gotten into you, my brother. Can you tell us where you're from, where you were born, and how did you become influenced in business or being your own boss, being a CEO?
Okay. Well, it all started in, as Biggie would say, BK, Brooklyn, New York. All my life, I'm out here in Jersey,
BK.
Linden, New Jersey. Like a stone throw away from New York City, but yeah, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. As far as the CEO part, you know what? I would really say, speaking of Brooklyn, my area has always been so very creative, Fort Greene section of Brooklyn. You know, I ran into a lot of people who've become like DJs, party promoters, all types of places in the art. So I was, you know, I was definitely influenced by that, you know, that, like you say, being a CEO, being a boss, being someone who can control your own destiny, you know, and, you know, that type thing. And then also the fact that when you're a CEO or you are the producer of certain things, you know, it's more, like you say, it's more your vision, more that you don't have to ask permission. Like, for example, you know, I've told a lot of people that one of the great things about doing Plus Size in the City TV and different things I've done is basically I can greenlight the project. It's not, oh, I got to wait for someone, oh, I got to, you know, this or that. I got to wait for permission. If you feel that you have the videographer and the people who are going to help you out, then you can put certain things out on your own. So that, I think that's one of the great things about, you know, like you said, being an entrepreneur, being a CEO, that is that, you know, if it's like your will and you have certain things going for you, you can put things out, you know? Or like when I was, even the vending-wise, when I was the, when President Obama first ran and I was selling Obama T-shirts, buttons and stuff in the downtown Brooklyn area, you know, I bought it for the wholesaler and I was able to sell the shirts or whatever, you know, I guess you just had to have your tax ID and stuff, get the tax ID, and you can just do, you know, and then you can sell the, you know, the merchandise and stuff. So what once I, what, so yeah. That's what I've seen, that once you're the CEO or entrepreneur, you know, that, you know, you have more freedom to do what you want, you know. So that's what led into that. And then also, you know, like I said, you know, I was fortunate to be growing up in, you know, the Four Greens section of Brooklyn, where you got so much creative folk, you know, just to give you an idea, and people across the country, because I know you know, across the country, worldwide, like, who don't know, the Four Greens section of Brooklyn is where also Spike Lee's from, and so many different artists, or if they're not from there, they moved there eventually, Chris Rock, you know, a lot of these artists before they got big, Wesley Snipes,
yeah.
Rosie Perez, and a slew of painters and music producers and stuff. So, you know, definitely Fort Greene is, you know, very was a very heavy influence on a lot of stuff too.
Wow. Wow. Yes, yes. That's what you all should know. That's what you all should know. Now, brother, can you tell us, is there any upcoming events, any shows or events that we should know about in the near future?
Okay, coming up, we have, tomorrow is the Plus Size in the City continuing Finest series. That's the Philadelphia's Finest. That's going to last from this Tuesday, tomorrow to next Tuesday, coming up.
Okay.
Also, we have the Dallas chapter. For those in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, rather, Jazzy and Sonia's helped me out with that. So we're going to be doing some things in Dallas. You know, my goal is before the year is out to do that. And in my neck of the woods, more the New York City area, we want to do a series of posters, web series, which hopefully that can be turned to a reality TV show. You know that. And then just like other things that I'm just, you know, putting in the pot. And then on an individual level, so those are like more group and, you know, more mass stuff. But on an individual level, it was also I'm going to do some consulting and PR,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, some people who need to know the finer points of marketing, because it's more than just, okay, you're an artist, but now you got to sell that music. A lot of people know how to put music out, but it's also your image and how you put it out. So
right.
I'm going to be doing that as well. Some PR image stuff that'll be like that could be like a small group one-on-one type stuff, you know, that I do as well.
Oh, wow. That is what's up. I am loving it. I am loving it deeply. Can you tell us all around the world, can you tell us where to support you, the many ways that we can follow you, that we can just go out there and show your support for this great Plus Size in the City?
Okay. One way you could, you know, show your support and, you know, stay in touch with me is Keir Walker, my name. Keir spelled K-E-I-R, and my last name Walker, like Herschel Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, keirwalker40@gmail.com. You know, you're welcome to email me there. Also, to see, like, other events and other things that we're doing, go on Facebook. That's our group page, Plus Size in the City. That's the name of my company, Plus Size in the City, the group page on Facebook, and you'll be able to get to know a lot of things that we're doing. I know in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you know in that neck of the woods, Dallas, Waco, Arlington, you know, that area there. We have a Plus Size in the City Dallas chapter page, and that'll be a lot of things that you'll be able to know when we get the Dallas chapter up and running. You'll know what we're doing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know? So I think those are the three main ways. The email, keirwalker40@gmail.com, the Plus Size in the City group page, and the Plus Size in the City Dallas chapter page on Facebook. Those are like the three main areas if you want to find out what we're doing and you know, you have any comments or whatever ideas that you like to share with me.
That is what's up. And now I really want to ask you this. I've been waiting to ask you this for quite
for quite a while thinking about this because I've been getting a lot of some questions from different emails. And I want you to answer this here, my brother. There's
sure.
somebody out there that wants to be a CEO or wants to be their own boss, that wants to start their own business and make it successful. There's somebody young right now, someone that's a teenager, and they're inspired by you and your story and your accomplishments. Can you tell, do you have a message for them, those who want to one day make it in that business, become their own boss, and be successful like yourself?
Okay. One of my advice is now, one of the great things about, you know, we have social media, there's a lot of like YouTube videos that you can go on, you know, if you want a successful business or, you know, or even lectures, you know, that you can go on and it can inspire you to do that. I would also encourage you to, you know, the networking mixer type thing that's going on in your town, you know, that's a way that you could meet fellow people, you know, to learn your craft. You know, you'll be inspired by other entrepreneurs and stuff that you'll meet at different mixers, networking events, workshops and stuff. Yeah, definitely go to those things, you know. Also, too, after a while, you'll be able to another way, you know, I suggest, like, some extra income would be, you know, throw your own, like, mixer where you could, like, charge, like, vendors, a table to sell their wares. Because I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs who would like to get their things out, like entrepreneurs who, you know, like I know in New York you have a lot of people who are caterers or they make their own jewelry and different things like that. You know, have a place where you could, you know, rent a place out to, have your own, like, expo marketplace type thing where extra income could come in for you. Also find out in your town, another little way that, you know, you could start entrepreneur-wise is, like, say, I don't know how it is in other cities, but maybe there's a flea market or maybe there's a business district where if you get a tax ID that you can sell your wares in that city. Like, I know there's a number of places where you could go to get, like, buy books wholesale or different things. That would be a way to also get those creative juices going as well, you know. So, you know, those type things too. And if there's any other thing I can think of, you know, for, like you say, for the young entrepreneur out there, if you want to email me, you know, I'm welcome to, you know, shoot you some other ideas, you know, as I'm thinking. But off the top of my head, those are the, you know, those are some things I'm thinking right now, you know, that you can do. But definitely try to, you know, go to, you know, a lot of networking events, talk to some people who are entrepreneurs, you know, stuff like that. You know, keep your ear to the street and keep it, you know, and be inspired by a lot of positive and progressive people.
Great. Brother, it's been wonderful. I hope to have you back again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I definitely love to. And, you know, and the things I've seen that you're doing on YouTube and stuff, you know, I definitely would like to, I definitely like to come back because I can tell we can have, like, some great, you know, discussions on different topics too, man.
That would be beautiful. I would love that because I know that you can drop your knowledge because I love to hear people drop their knowledge and their experiences. And I'm very, very grateful for you, for your compliment. And I thank you and I admire you. I wish you continued success, brother, because you deserve it.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. And then my last thing, you know, I know we always talk and people say about how I do for the plus size woman, you know, big them up and, you know, have them in a great light and I get a lot of compliments from that. But you just opened my eyes to that too. Hopefully I can spy the next brother, young brother who like to do like I do, you know, on an entertainment business level or, you know, any like passion you have to, you know, be an entrepreneur, be creative. So hopefully I can inspire the next brother as well as you know, a lot of people are saying that I'm doing a lot of great things for the plus size woman, the image, and different things. Hopefully, I could do that for the next brother who comes behind me. You know, so hopefully, I can do that for them as well. And to bring you up too, Brother Michael, you know, if you have a brother like Michael in your town, a brother like Michael Lane in your town, you know, please, you know, learn and, you know, from that brother, because that's how I've learned too, being around a lot of older, wiser guys, you know, who taught me a lot of different things. So that's another thing that you can do as well, young brothers and sisters out there. Try to be, you know, if you find a person who wants to share knowledge and they've been around and stuff like that, that's a good person to learn from as well. You know, try to be around a lot of positive, progressive people.
Man, thank you, brother. And that was a great interview. And I wish you continued success. And, man, I hope to have you on the show very soon, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that. You know, yeah, but, whenever you know, you have a slot or whatever like that, or some other things come up, yeah, just, you know, give me a holler. You know, I'll be definitely be happy to be on your show again.
All right. That sounds very good. All right. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
That's the one and only Keir Walker, plus size in the city. I really enjoyed him, and I know you all enjoyed him as well. Man, he's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And don't forget, man, you all can listen to the show anytime, okay? Anytime. And don't forget, if you miss the information on how to follow Plus Size in the City, replay this episode, okay? Replay this episode and follow and support this brother and his movement. He is an inspiration for, he's done well, not only, as he said earlier, not only for beautiful plus size women, but also for young entrepreneurs. Please follow this man, get with this man, support this man and his movement, because it is geared to help you and is geared to entertain us. And we need positive entertainment, and that's what Plus Size in the City brings. And I was moved by the whole movement. I was moved by it. I enjoy it, and I will continue to enjoy it, and I will continue to support Plus Size in the City and Keir Walker. Don't forget, on tomorrow night, smacktongue.com, the music, Indie Music Week continues, because Friday night we will go right into the top 20 most requested countdown. So you listen to each and every one of these songs, and you vote/request, all right? And until next time, this is your boy, Michael Lane. I love each and every one of you all. Thank you to the one and only Keir Walker, and thank you all for listening from all around the world. And until next time, it's your boy, Michael Lane, saying, remember that no matter how I bring it, it's going to be real, because it's all me, like it or not. God bless you.
Like it or not.